15.15 billion bushels of corn. That's what United States farmers produce annually, especially last year during the 2016 production season. So what's it used for? We'll talk about that this week here on the Hopkins County Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, and thanks for tuning in with us. I'm your County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Feed and residual use account for 5.6 billion bushels of what's produced annually by United States farmers. In addition to that, ethanol consumes 5.35 billion bushels, and exports account for 2.3 billion bushels. Of that, 480 million bushels are used for high fructose corn syrup, 335 million bushels for sweeteners, 250 million bushels for starch. Cereal and other products use about 205 million bushels, and alcoholic beverages and other manufacturing use about 146 million bushels. Lastly, about 29 million bushels are used for production seed. So as you can see, the corn we produce here in the country has many uses. I know those are generalized uses, but it shows you just how important corn production, both here in Hopkins County and Kentucky and across our country, is for our national independence in regards to food production. As herbicide applications are made during the 2017 growing season, a main concern will be the possibility of herbicide drift injuring sensitive crops. The normal culprit of off-target movement during herbicide applications is thought to be excessive winds. However, the absence of wind can result in off-target chemical application. To make matters worse, it's more difficult to detect rather than high wind situations. What is the weather anomaly that can cause this type of off-target herbicide movement? We've received that question here before, and it's called temperature inversion. An inversion is a really stable air mass, according to University of Missouri research specialist Mandy Bish. In normal weather conditions, the Earth absorbs solar radiation, emits that energy to surroundings. That air around the surface of the Earth warms up, expands, and rises. The then cooler air settles down towards the ground until it is warm. The cycle of shuffling air continues throughout the day, and it allows for herbicide particles to disperse over a wider area. Now, once the sun sets on a clear night, the earth is no longer being warmed by the sun. As the soil surface cools, the warm air rises, and the cooler air settles near the ground. This is the onset of what we call an inversion. The cool, more dense air remains under the less dense, warm air, and the two air masses do not mix. And the right conditions have to be required to attain some type of chemical inversion. If herbicide applications are made when the warm air near the ground is cooler than the air above it, the winds are less than 3 miles per hour, that a temperature inversion will occur that night. So at the end of the day, following and keeping note of weather conditions when you're spraying chemicals, regardless if you're in a residential area or on the farm, make a daily log on when you do apply. If you have a restricted pesticide card, you already know these facts and rules. And lastly this week, keep an eye out around your lawn and landscape if you have roses, and look for the rose rosette disease. According to UK Extension plant pathologist Nicole Ward, the rose rosette is a devastating disease that is a threat to virtually all cultivated roses in Kentucky, regardless of the cultivar. Even rose cultivars known for their exceptional disease resistance and hardiness are susceptible to rose rosette disease. And you'll know it when you have it. The symptoms include increased growth or rapid elongation of the rose shoots, abnormal red discoloration of the shoots and foliage, witch's broom or prolific clustering of small shoots, spiral patterns of cane growth, shortening of inner nodes, distorted or dwarfed leaves, overabundance of thorns, which to me is a really good sign to look for, atypical flower coloration, mottling or solid color roses, deformed buds and flowers, and lack of winter hardiness. Now, not to scare you, but this season we've already had a few calls and plant samples brought to the extension office. If you have knockout roses or any other roses in your landscape, take a look at them this spring. Be preventative. Come talk to us here at the extension office, and hopefully we can prevent this problem from occurring in your landscape. If you have any questions about this week's topics, feel free to contact your local extension service.